I'm sure you have heard about feminism, the movement created to achieve equal rights and opportunities for everyone. It has always been a complicated topic for many reasons, and a controversial idea in many places. The feminist movement is not something that started recently. It has always been here on a more major or minor scale. Women throughout history have tried to gain more freedom and not be oppressed or controlled by men. In the present time we live in, many people do not see the necessity for the feminist movement. In this podcast, I will explain why this is still a vital movement for women everywhere. My name is Valeria Pisan, and I will be your host. I hope you enjoy it. But even in places where it's supposed that the feminist movement has come a long way, there are still problems that need to be addressed. In the United States, according to the Business Insider, overall, women who are full-time, year-round employees made 82.3 cents for every dollar made in 2019, based on median earning data from the Census Current Population Survey. In actuality, women are still being paid less than their male co-workers. This wage gap is even more significant in the cases of women of color, who are sometimes paid even less. The wage gap is not closing rapidly, according to the National Organization for Women. According to an estimate published by the Institute for Women's Policy Research, the wage gap will not close at this rate until 2058, which is another generation away for women of today. Women across the globe need help. The feminist movement is not only happening in America, but all countries. Even if I am comfortable right now in my house, I should not assume that everyone is. Feminism should unite all women to seek a better life for all of us. There is still work to be done. I want to help make a world in which my future daughters will not be afraid. I want them to be whatever they want and to live safely. And that is what I want for everyone else as well. The feminist movement should and will continue to secure the lives and equal treatment of women around the globe. We should start this conversation by establishing how women have been viewed throughout our society's history. For a long time, women were viewed as lesser than men, and most could not do anything more than marry. Also, they were under the control of their fathers or husbands, hardly being treated as independent individuals. Women couldn't vote, nor had any representation in the government for a long time. They were seen as weak and emotional beings who were not able to do the same as men. In various ways, these stereotypes have played a significant role in the bad connotation that has been given to the word feminist. In many parts of the world, feminists are considered radicals, lonely women who hate men and do not want a family. The fight for equality is an essential topic because it has affected my life and has formed who I became as a person. I grew up in Latin America. There were protests against the increasing violence women suffered on the streets, working, and in their own homes. Many women close to me had suffered some abuse or discrimination in their lifetimes, but the authorities did not help. Most women didn't bother going to the police, and if you went, most likely you wouldn't hear back from them. Also, there was a sense of shame to the victim. No one wanted to speak up in fear of what the other people might think of you. All of us suffered from the same, but in silence. The women who protested had the stereotype of being unstable people. And I remember hearing someone say, "They are making all of this mess because nobody likes them. They hate men because men do not want them." But the truth is, these women were fighting for their lives. They wanted to be safe.